don't amount to much and kind of just generally good for nothing.
Just be sorry and lazy, wouldn't
he? Yeah. Are there, what do you call them, any special terms that you call them? Like poor white?
Yeah, the poor whites and sorry whites. And
yeah.
The same as there are black ones, you know.
Yeah, what about the word cracker?
Cracker.
Yeah. Or Hoosier.
Hoosiers?
Yeah.
They're in Indiana. Hoosiers in Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Hoosiers in Indiana. I've heard my children talk about them until the grandchildren was grown about Hoosiers. Let's see now. But
okay, a while back, you mentioned the word peckerwood.
Yeah.
You said it wasn't very nice.
But that don't sound, that never, I know, some people don't pay attention to that, but I just, you know, just my raising, the way I was raised up, my parents never had that talk.
Yeah.
Wood hen, my daddy always said. You know, my daddy raised me from a little girl, I never did marry anymore, from a little, him and my older sister, on up, until he died with old age just after I was married. And he had respects, you know, for things like that. He called them wood hens, woodpecks and wood hens.
And what, the bird? Or
yeah, the bird. The bird. The bird would be wood hen, a woodpeck, you know.
Yeah.
But these things peck holes in the trees, you know. But I'd hear other people, as I come on up, 12 and 13 years old, I'd hear other people call them peckerwoods.
Uh-huh.
And they yet do, some people call them that.
Well, are there any words for people that mean about the same thing as peckerwood means if you call a person that?
You mean their names would be that?
Yeah.
Not as I know of.
Okay. What about words for someone who lives out in the country and doesn't know much about town ways and goes to town and everybody kind of laughs at him?
Well, they'd just be kind of not know much. It would be foolish. Yeah.
Okay, what about words like hillbilly or backwoodsman or any words like that?
Raised in the back sticks, as we call it.
Yeah.
Well, they just had more names. And, in my generation, my daddy raised all of us children up, and then I raised my children up. There wasn't no nicknames in our families, you know.
Yeah.
But now, the other people up the road here, my sister-in-law, well, her children, they've just got nicknames from everyone.
Yeah. Okay, if it's not quite midnight, okay, say you're at a party and you look at your watch and it's 11:30 or so, maybe a little after. You might tell someone, well, we better be getting home. It's what midnight? It's
bedtime.
Or what midnight? It's not quite midnight, but it's what?
If it's 11, it's 11 o'clock. We say it's soon be midnight. We better get in the bed.
Okay.
Better go home and get in the bed.
Okay, say you're walking along and you slip and you catch yourself, and you said, this is a dangerous place, I what to fail?
Walking along in a slippy place?
Yeah.
And you say, this is a dangerous place. Body might fall?
Yeah, and I what? You say, I almost fell. You might say, would you say,
I like to fail.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready and calls out and asks you if you're ready yet, and you say, I'll be with you in what?
Minute.
Or in
just a minute.
Okay. And, say you're going somewhere, say you're going to Nashville, and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask someone, how? What?
How far is it?
Okay. And if you're pointing out something nearby, you might say,